You could call it a California civil war. Next week, the Supreme Court will consider MGM versus Grokster, a case that pits a Hollywood studio against an online file sharing service. The battleground is a legal one, but for many, the case represents an economic fight between Silicon Valley and Hollywood. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
To the north, Silicon Valley, Intel and Yahoo, along with digital giants Microsoft and AOL, have all filed briefs on behalf of Grokster. To the south, Hollywood, the Motion Picture Association and the Recording Industry Association of America are standing with MGM.
I think both sides are given to the rhetoric of war.
Eric Garland is the CEO of Big Champagne, a market research firm that monitors music and movie downloads online. He says the case pits the core values of the tech business against those of Hollywood.
I think that what we've been asked to weigh is the importance of freedom to innovate on the one hand and the protection of intellectual property on the other hand.
What's at stake is a precedent set by a 21-year-old Supreme Court decision, Sony versus Universal Studios, also known as the Betamax case because of the tape format Sony used at the time. The studio asked the court to outlaw VCRs because the device could be used to make illegal copies of television shows and movies. The court sided with Sony, Stanford University law professor Lawrence Lessig.
What the Supreme Court instead said was, all we've got to ask is whether this technology is, quote, capable of substantial non-infringing uses. And then they said, we're finished. We've identified non-infringing uses. So now the question is up to Congress to decide whether the technology should nonetheless be regulated.
Congress did not regulate the VCR, and Hollywood in the years since has found home video to be an immensely profitable side market. Silicon Valley entrepreneurs feel the Betamax case created the right climate, says Jennifer Greeson of Intel.
As we see with DVD players and digital video recorders and DVD burners in our computers, we have been able to innovate over the last 20 years because this law has been in place to protect companies who are innovating.
Citing the Betamax case, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals refused to shut down the online file sharing service Grokster. But Grokster and services like it have allowed millions of users around the world to illegally share hundreds of millions of music and movie files for which they might otherwise have to pay. While not all the files being shared on these services are being downloaded illegally, Fritz Attaway of the Motion Picture Association says most are.
A business model based on infringing activity should not continue. Whoever is conducting that business must revise either their technology or the way that their technology is marketed so that it is not used for massive infringement.
Attaway and other entertainment companies want the file sharing services shut down. Most people in Silicon Valley don't support illegal file sharing, but the idea of the courts or Hollywood dictating the shape of technology is not one the digital world welcomes. Roger McNamee is with the venture capital firm Integral Partners.
This is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And I'm afraid that the current environment is reducing the freedom of choice available to customers and putting a huge penalty on those who are brave enough to try to innovate in technology. And in the long run, that'll be very bad for America.
20 years ago, the Betamax war was waged over hardware. Today's digital world is a different kind of battle theater. Eric Garland of Big Champagne thinks Hollywood is shooting off a missile that won't hit the target, but will cause plenty of collateral damage.
We now all have immediate access to each other. And as we are connected to hundreds of millions of people around the world, we are connected to their thoughts, their words, their images, and their media. And it's not the fault, nor is it the capability of any one technology to turn that faucet on or off.
Garland thinks that Hollywood will inevitably take a cue from Silicon Valley and be a little more innovative about how it makes money in the digital age. Some observers believe the court will try to quell this civil war with a compromise. But as the saying goes, a compromise is when both parties walk away angry. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.